Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. That's right, we're back for another day. 2 hours of news, entertainment, weather, sports, traffic, and fun.
Fooey.
Maybe fun. You never know. But we've got a weekend coming.
Oh, do we?
Yabba-dabba-doo!
That's my excitement.
And it's Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
Now, you need to explain. I'm going to do this, but I want you to explain what tomorrow's coach's show it looks like, okay? It's going to be a little different. Don't do it now. Let me do my little thing here, okay? Then you'll have 3 minutes at least.
Oh, great.
Okay, hold on.
Can't wait that long.
This is episode 1360, and Daylight Saving Time comes up on Sunday night. Spring forward.
Saturday night.
Spring forward. Well, I do it on Sunday morning sometimes. But
well,
anyway,
that's true.
Spring begins in 11 days, spring break in 15 days, and Easter is in 23 days. So we got that to look forward to if you like looking forward to spring and forward. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, urgent news, just breaking. The coach's show is going to be different this Saturday. So everybody listen up, okay?
Do I have everyone's attention?
this is your big moment. Don't blow it.
So we are going to not have the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner tomorrow morning, but we will have our year-end MTCS Cougar Corner tomorrow morning. We'll be on from 8 to 9. Lady Raiders play at 9. So we'll have an hour, our Cougar Corner wrap-up. We're talking with President Matt Tiller and also with Athletics Director Jason Piercy, kind of look over the fall and winter sports and look ahead to the spring and improvements they've been making there on the campus and all. And so that'll be tomorrow morning.
And next, you've got one of your top reporters that's going to do the interviews.
You are doing it.
I'm
you
doing
are
the
handling
interviews.
It.
I'm the Mike Wallace of the coach's Cougar Corner.
Yeah.
I will be giving just – sending out great questions to Jason Piercy.
You kind of look more like Morley Safer.
Oh, really? Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm just kidding.
But Jason will be first, I guess. We don't really know, do we?
Whoever shows up first. That's about as far as we
and
planned.
And I've got a list full of questions.
I can see that.
Yeah, full
looks,
of questions
looks
for
blank
him.
To me.
It's all coming from up here, buddy. All up here.
Next Saturday, so not tomorrow, but the 16th, will be our final coaches show of the sports season, because we jump into spring sports and they're so busy and it's hard to wrangle these spring sports coaches. So we'll have about an hour and a half or so on the coaches show on the 16th, and that will be our final coaches show. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner.
Play the music. Oh, okay.
You want me to play, let's see, this one?
Okay. After how many shows? How many coaches' shows?
Well, we started on August, the second Saturday in August.
Yeah.
And we take the Thanksgiving weekend, that Saturday, 2 weeks at Christmas. So we've been on every Saturday during that time. And that's been what we've done for 30 years now, I guess.
I've got a question about that, actually, while we're talking about it. Every year we've gone to the semifinals in football.
Correct.
Since I've been here.
Right.
What happens if we're not? Are we going to have a coaches show that week, that Thanksgiving weekend, or still won't have a coaches show?
Typically not, because
people are celebrating Thanksgiving.
Well, not only that, but if we don't have football, we've already started basketball coaches shows during that time.
Oh, okay.
And you know how those basketball coaches are. They're playing on Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay. So, yeah. So the answer is no.
Right.
Okay.
It makes more sense, and it's always during a transition.
A one-hour Cougar Corner documentary.
Documentary.
Coming up Saturday. I'm trying to make it as big as possible.
It is big.
And I can't wait to find out things that are going on and things that have happened this year at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Well, I know you.
A lot of things going on. It's a busy place.
Probably talk with President Tiller about that new building.
Yep.
School
yep.
building.
Yep. Yep. They're having a new school building? Oh, okay. Maybe I need to research.
Write that on your.
Yeah. That'll be my first question. Tell me about the new building.
You know, when you drive up to the new gym right beside it, that's kind of connecting the gym to the other part of the building. They've added that addition. They have that big MTCS lighted sign out there. It looks cool.
Mr. Tiller, great speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Jason. The other guy. Mm-hmm.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers in the region today, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Wind south-southeasterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers. Storms also possible. Lows drop to 54. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. And then Saturday, showers continue. Storms still possible as well. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 56.
Del Wamsley and the Wealth Cycle.
This is the wealth cycle that I've taught for 30 years. Buy one house, 10 houses, an apartment, two apartments, 8, 20, 500 units, 1,000 units, 2,000, 5,000 units. And as you keep putting the money and the profits back in, you become one of those rich people. And much quicker than you'd even believe.
Learn Del's Wealth Cycle at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2023. Save 60%. Code 2023. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
We're visiting with Jennifer Sanchez, manager of Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift at 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
You're not just walking into just a big warehouse. You're walking into rooms. We've got a media room. We've got a boutique room. We've got a vintage room, a furniture area, kitchen, all that.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift.
Every day you go in there, I promise you it's changing.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift, 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Online at steeredstraightthriftstore.org.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. And 38 years ago, we introduced a half-pound burger to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, using our own ground beef recipe and a fresh Lewis Bakery's bun. Well, 38 years later, we're still serving you the same delicious, juicy half-pound burger.
Toots, good food and fun since 1985.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NBA, we had the Nuggets knocking off the Celtics 115-109. That's the defending champs beating the top team in the NBA for most of this season. Nikola Jokic led Denver with a triple-double, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. Jaylen Brown, 41 points in the loss for Boston. Timberwolves beat the Pacers on the road, 113-111. Anthony Edwards, 40 points for Minnesota as they improved to 44-19, top team in the West. Although Minnesota did get some bad news with one of their top players, Karl-Anthony Towns, going to have surgery for a torn meniscus, missed the rest of the regular season. They hope to have him back for the playoffs. Mavericks beat the Heat, 114-108. Luka Doncic, a triple-double for Dallas, 35 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists, his fifth straight 30-point triple-double. Bulls over the Warriors, 125-122. College basketball, number 5 Arizona wins the Pac-12 regular season title, winning at UCLA easily 88-65.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back. Wake Up Crew on a Friday. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. You can download from the App Store to manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. It's MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Why is there a baby laughing in the background?
Doesn't it just make you want to laugh out loud?
We're doing. We're talking about Middle Tennessee Electric.
No. But when you think about it, you'll think, oh man, that's a sweet little baby. Okay.
That would never happen on Rutherford Issues. Let's be professional here.
That is professional.
No, no.
People are going to laugh because they heard the baby laugh and remember we were talking about MTE when
it
happened.
They think we're laughing at the electric company.
No, they don't. Well, that's a cute baby laugh.
Just assuming. You're assuming that they, I don't know.
Now, that would be it. You know, maybe not appropriate.
Janice?
Yeah.
It's Janice.
Or this one.
Oh, that's Dalton. Yeah, I know who that is. All right, it's time for our song of the day this morning on this Friday, and I hope it's something peppy. It's happy.
Feel good.
Feel good, happy. And I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Love the day. Love the day. Listening to the big hits here on the Wake Up Crew this morning. Glad you're here with us.
The Big G.
John and Brian, and we'll be back with more now. Okay.
Wolfman Jack at noon. And Bart B-Bomb Walker, take you home.
Bart just pulled over, and he's on his cell phone right now.
Let's go remotely to him. It's like, oh!
We just ruined his morning. But he's got the great sounds of music radio on WGNS. And he goes, we're not a music radio station anymore, fellas.
We haven't done that since 1992.
Was it really 1992?
Yeah, I think it was like the year before I started working here as a kid.
Oh, man. Gordon and Sarah Bell. Gordon and Sarah Bell. They're today's good neighbor of the day for being the most wonderful folks who always put others before themselves. Gordon and Sarah are going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS.
Murfreesboro, Smyrna. If you want to send us a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. When you do that, you'll get a reply and just tap on that link, fill out the information.
Tap.
Just a little tap. Yeah. And birthdays and anniversaries. We're taking those for today and tomorrow. So we're talking about here on the 8th and 9th. Text 615-893-1450. You can call if you want to as well. And today's real fact is a group of jellyfish, it's called a smack.
Wow, smack you.
Stones River Manor offers a secure environment for their residents.
I don't think anybody could find any better place to go. I checked around before I moved here.
Stones River Manor is a Christian, not-for-profit senior living community.
I just really like living here. I'm happy.
And I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Start the journey. Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The Discover Center recently announced Tennessee artists Charles Key and Suzanne LeBeau as a featured artist in the museum's 2024 Artist in Residence program. Sponsored by the Tennessee Arts Commission and Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, the program runs from Wednesday, March 20th to Saturday, June 15th and features workshops and programming led by Key and LeBeau. Fathers and daughters in Murfreesboro are invited to a daddy-daughter dance Saturday night from 5 to 8 at the Patterson Park Community Center. Registration for the event is available at three locations, the Patterson Park Community Center, SportsCom, and McFadden Community Center. Interested participants can sign up and join the festivities and secure their spot for a night of bonding. Cost to attend, $20 per person, regardless of age. The Tennessee Department of Commerce and Insurance's Division of Regulatory Boards announced that almost 155,000 initial or renewal applications for professional licenses were processed in 2023. That's an increase of almost 4,000 when compared to the figure from 2022. Also, the division processed about 4,000 consumer complaints, 18,000 inspections, and managed some 254,000 customer inquiries through the division's customer service center and achieved an impressive 97.3% customer satisfaction rate. The division assessed almost $1.9 million in civil penalties for violations of state rules. Socialize with us on social media. Log on to facebook.com/WGNSradio. Follow us on X at WGNSradio. And get your news online at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the Wake Up Crew. Happy Friday, everybody. Good Neighbor events coming up. Another check of the forecast. We'll also be taking our first look at the traffic here on this Friday. And usually traffic's a little rough on Friday morning, so be careful out there.
Kiss my grits!
Wow.
That's what I say to the traffic.
Well, but, you know, it's crowded. That's all I can say.
I know. 22 people a day moving in.
What's the worst traffic spot you think in Murfreesboro?
Oh, gosh.
Besides coming out of your house.
That is the absolute worst.
Exclude that one because I don't want to get you on a tangent.
Old Fort Parkway at the interstate's really bad.
Yes.
Medical Center Parkway at the interstate is really bad.
Yes.
Most of the time. South Church Street is really bad.
Of all those, I think South Church, yeah,
I do too.
Is probably the most prepared. Does that make sense? I mean, they have turn lanes, they have lights. You can go back. If you go into a Sonic, you can come out at a traffic light and get back on Church Street. I mean, that part of it.
Yeah.
But Friday afternoons at Church Street is probably the worst.
Well, any afternoon.
Anywhere.
You know, when you go over the viaduct up here, the bridge, and as soon as you come down past the post office, traffic backs up from there all the way to the interstate.
And yeah. It's crazy.
It's bad.
So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do about it. It's just crazy.
Well, veterans, I think, is helping some, but gosh, look at everything that's coming out in the Veterans Parkway area. So I don't know if it's going to help or is it just another area to pick up.
That'll be a tough. And man, they don't go 45 anymore down there either.
No, it's like 85.
85,
isn't it?
Yeah. This.
So I think we're creating.
I'm even thinking three lanes on Veterans Parkway one day. You know.
Oh, probably. You know? Yeah.
So. They've done a good job, and it's like Dalton's mentioned a few times. If you know Murfreesboro and you know the ins and outs of getting around Murfreesboro, you can avoid some of that, and they have done a pretty good job of doing that. But wow,
see, Northfield is going to be a road that extends on out, and you know, so they're kind of creating these outer arteries.
Yeah, you kind of circle around the problem.
Cherry Lane's going to wind up being one of those. Mm-hmm. You can go all the way from 231 to Murfreesboro Road, Northwest Broad, when they eventually get that done. So
that'll be great for that end of the county.
Yeah, it'll help Memorial. Good.
And then they need a traffic light up there by your house.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's
bad. They worked on that veterans, or not veterans, but where Salem School is, coming off of St. Andrews to turn left or right on veterans.
Mm-hmm.
They got that light up quickly, and it's been a super help.
Yeah.
So.
Well, when I have to, you know, ask for people to let me in out of my driveway onto the street because it's backed up.
Well, they're going too fast for you to do that, aren't they?
No, it's bumper to bumper right through there. They're lined up past my house.
And they don't really want to let anybody in.
No, they don't.
That's
because they're at the end of the line, you know, or in the middle of the line.
Well, here's somebody that's always at the front of the line. That's Turner Security, and they bring us our Today in History.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I still have the dream.
Tear down this wall.
Here I go. 1884. Susan B. Anthony addressed the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, arguing for an amendment to the U.S. Constitution granting women the right to vote. 16 years after legislators first introduced the federal woman's suffrage amendment.
She was on the, what, dollar?
Half dollar? Or dollar?
Maybe it was a half dollar.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Coin.
1936, the first stock car race is held in Daytona Beach, Florida. The Daytona 500.
Mm-hmm. They used to do that on the beach, from what I read.
Yeah, you can still drive on the beach, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, they had a racetrack there right by the beach.
Wow.
It was interesting.
Is this my segment or yours?
I was just trying to add.
Yeah, okay. 1983, President Reagan, first known use of the term the evil empire about the USSR in speech in Florida. Tear down this wall.
Evil empire.
1986, the Young Ones and Cliff Richard release a new version of the single Living Doll for the Comic Relief charity.
I got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll.
Living doll. Living doll.
Got to do my best to please it just 'cause she's a living doll.
Living doll.
You know, he's a sir now. He's been knighted.
Oh.
Sir Cliff Richard. Yeah.
How about that?
1987, The A-Team last aired on NBC TV after 4 years, and Brian cried.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire The A-Team.
I thought it was on longer than 4 years.
Yeah.
So that's why it's not in
syndication.
Well, it was
such a big hit, but it declined quickly for some reason. Man, that was a sad day in your life.
Well, and isn't 5 years after 5 years when you can syndicate something and it didn't make it?
Nothing was sadder for me, though, than the last year of The $6 Million Man. When that went off and then Bionic Woman was still on the air, that made me so mad.
Yeah.
So, in 1998, the Screen Actors Guild awarded Gloria Stewart, who played Old Rose in Titanic, the winner of the Founders Award.
Shouldn't have been an Old Rose in that movie. They should have both just gone down with the boat.
Or he should have been able to live.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Brandon Brooks coming up with Rewind. It's 6:33, and this is The Wake Up Crew on WGNS.
This is CBS Rewind.
March 8th, 1977.
I would climb in a mountain.
The release of Foreigner's self-titled debut album.
Sail across the stormy sea.
Featuring the hit singles.
Feels like the first time.
Feels like the first time. And Cold as Ice.
You're as cold.
March 8, 1996.
If you're a human being.
The ABC debut of the comedy show.
It's Muppets Tonight. Yay!
Muppets Tonight.
Muppets Tonight.
And March 8, 1997.
Yeah.
The MTV debut of the animated series Beavis and Butthead.
That was cool.
I'm Brendan Brooks.
Yeah.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers in the region today, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Wind south-southeasterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers. Storms also possible. Lows drop to 54. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. And then Saturday, showers continue. Storms still possible as well. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 56.
Good morning. There was a minor accident on 24 westbound near Bell Road, but they moved it pretty quickly. Good thing, because traffic is really heavy already up through there, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through Smyrna, Antioch, right now on 24 going westbound. As it starts to pick up through Hendersonville, westbound, Vietnam Vets there coming past Conference Drive. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is catering. Check out that menu online today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
Americare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, Americare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
Americare, 893-7111.
WGNS reminds you, set your clock ahead 1 hour this weekend.
That's right. This is the weekend we change to daylight savings time. So before you go to bed Saturday night, spring forward and add 1 hour to your clock. Again, this is the weekend we change to daylight savings time. Also, it's a great weekend for plays. The Adventures of Tom Sawyer at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. And here in Murfreesboro at the Center for the Arts, it's the musical Dear Miss Barrett. Now, this is the final weekend for both of those. It's also the weekend for the 13th annual Special Kids Race, and that's over at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. The race begins at 7 o'clock Saturday morning. For more information, get in touch with Special Kids. And our hats off to the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic for all that they do for the community. Once again, we remind you this is the weekend we spring forward and change time. So before you go to bed Saturday night, set your clock ahead 1 hour. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
It's easy just to start off of taking the macular degeneration vitamins and going on the Mediterranean diet. Those two things each cause a significant decrease in the risk of you going from the dry form of macular degeneration to the severe form, which is the wet form of macular degeneration.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. Republic Services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
It's 21 before the hour here on The Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you on this Friday. And again, be careful out there today. And I wanted to mention that yesterday Brian cheated on the dad joke of the day. He stole it from somebody else.
But since it sent it in,
it's okay. We're going to allow it. Now, the bad thing is if you come up a little lower than a four today.
We'll see. This one's a little different.
Oh, no. Please, no.
You just sit back and relax.
I still have to judge it.
Well, that's true. Pay attention, though, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. A lawyer walks into a bar and says, is this where I take the exam?
Bar exam.
Uh-huh.
Pass the bar. And you thought that was funny?
I did.
I mean, you did?
Yeah.
You did.
I did. Made me laugh.
Did you see me laughing?
I think you're covering it up. You're really laughing loudly on the inside. Let me see if this helps. No, wrong way. See, you laughed. Yeah. It's a four.
Okay, it's a four. We're going to all kinds of ways now. 641.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden delivered a defiant argument for a second term during last night's State of the Union speech, addressing Supreme Court justices directly.
Send me a Congress that supports the right to choose. I promise you,
I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
He took Republicans to task on their economic policies, taxes, health care, and border legislation.
The Border Patrol Union has endorsed this bill. The Federal Chamber of Commerce is... You're saying low. Look at the facts. I know you know how to read.
Freshman Senator Katie Britt delivered the Republican response from her kitchen table in Alabama.
The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
She's been floated as a possible running mate for Donald Trump. President Biden never mentioned him by name last night. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Well, crime-fighting tools are now under the watchful eye of the Murfreesboro Police Department in their real-time crime center.
Information in real time. It's not something that you have to research. It's all fed into a location to where you can have direct access to it.
That was Murfreesboro PD Chief Michael Bowen, who highlighted that this new center has been in development for several years. Right now, the police make use of ShotSpot technology, license plate readers, and cameras. Fathers and daughters in Murfreesboro are invited to a daddy-daughter dance Saturday night from 5 to 8 at the Patterson Park Community Center. Registration for the event is available at three locations, Patterson Park Community Center, SportsCom, and McFadden Community Center. Interested participants can sign up to join the festivities and secure their spot for a night of bonding. Cost to attend is $20 per person, regardless of age. Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department trying to fill the stands at the upcoming Area 16 Special Olympics event.
Supporting the athletes in terms of filling the stands. A lot of them come over on buses from schools and stuff, so there's athletes there that may not be represented by family or friends. We want the entire community to come out and show them that appreciation, and that's the biggest thing we do.
That was Assistant Parks Director Thomas Laird. Tournaments will be held on NPSU campus May 6th and 7th. Daniel Riley, the man accused of driving the car involved in that crash that led to Smyrna teen Janae Edmondson losing her legs, has been found guilty on 4 of 5 counts. Janae has had 29 procedures so far, with more to come. She's also been able to get prosthetics, but family says she still has a long road to go to her recovery. News on demand at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Best haircut.
The best ever.
Get entertained.
So darling, Charlie Pitts.
Have a laugh.
And have some fun.
Charlie Pitts.
Foster Brooks one time got stopped at a roadblock. Sir, you're drinking. I'm going to give you a 501. He says, you better give me a 1002 because I got to come back through here in a few minutes.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Walk away with a smile.
615-895-3997.
Charlie Pitts.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot of people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Franches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Franches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Franches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Franches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or 615-904-7170.
Adams Place has been a wonderful place. I'm Greg Shannon. Our grandkids live in Bradyville, so we wanted to get closer.
Greg, what do you like most about Adam's Place?
Well, the people are amazing, both the staff and, of course, the residents. Like everybody we've met so far, it's just unbelievably nice. Just trying to make us feel welcome, you know?
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals, because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information you need.
When we saw some of the need for expansion in other areas to add a second surgery center, Westlawn location.
Joey P., president and CEO of Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Some departments we move lock, stock, and barrel. For instance, our rheumatology department and our gastroenterology department have moved completely, so we don't provide any rheumatology services or GI services at our Garrison Drive location. In conjunction with the GI department move, we also opened a new ambulatory surgery center that basically gave us additional capacity. One of the things we were finding in our existing ASC there on Garrison is we did not have enough space to meet the needs of the community. So we did go through the process to be able to open a second ASC. This one is a single specialty ambulatory surgery center focused entirely on gastroenterology procedures. It's an endoscopy center. We have gone through a process to identify our facilities. When you drive up and if you've been to one of our facilities, you know that, oh, that's Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. It looks like there are other offices.
And that's information you need. Brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey, what time is it? Oh, yeah. Don't tell me. Let me guess. 6:48.
You are correct, sir. Let's see.
Oh.
There we go.
Yeah.
Here's my correct buzzer.
Easter's coming up, you know.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that.
Does your wife, like, want to decorate the house for Easter? Is she one of those?
We never.
Nothing for Easter?
No.
Not even an egg on top of the TV or anything? Nothing?
No.
I mean, people.
Now, she decorated all out for Christmas, but that was really it. Not really Halloween or any of those holidays.
People go nuts sometimes at Easter. You got, you know, the colors change, the pictures change, the pillows change to pastel colors and that kind of thing.
Well, you remember Dalton, I think it was last week, was mentioning that Megan is really into holidays. So, they change all year. They've got decorations out for different holidays.
They have a storage barn?
No, but I think it's in one of the spare bedrooms right now.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay. Well, that's a good way to do it.
With little Easter bunnies and all that stuff out.
You know, Easter's really changed. You know, now kids don't want Easter eggs. Remember the little sugar-coated Easter eggs that we used to get, hated them? Well, nuh-uh, not anymore. Well, you get the plastic egg, and you put candy, good candy in it, you know.
You know what was worse than those sugar eggs?
I have no idea.
The absolute worst was to get an actual egg that had been dyed or colored.
Oh, yeah, and it was even, like, turned brown?
Yes.
Well, we did this in, January.
The yolk of the egg was, like, dark green.
Yeah.
It's like, boy, let me have one of those.
Yeah. Gosh. I thought the sugar eggs were terrible.
Oh, I didn't like them either at all.
You know, I mean.
In the little plastic wrapper,
Yeah. Ugh. And everybody went nuts over those things.
Well, that's because they didn't have to eat the hard-boiled eggs anymore. Anything was an upgrade to that.
I'm glad you brought that up. I can't remember. It's hard for me to believe about the hard-boiled egg, but that's true.
Yeah.
That was really big. But people had fun dyeing them.
Yes.
But do you remember that smell of the dye?
Oh, it was vinegar.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
It was awful.
Oh.
My grandparents, of course, used to run the hatchery, Neely's Hatchery, on just off the square.
That was a big time of year for them, though, wasn't it?
It was. You'd get baby chicks, and those baby chicks were dyed a color or whatnot. And
I remember baby chicks. Everybody would get one, and then by 2 weeks later, they're going, well, "How do I get rid of this chicken?"
Well, when you get to summer, you can barbecue.
That's so cold thinking about that. Wow. We love you now, but in 6 months, you're history.
You're fluffy and blue.
Let's go to celebrity birthdays.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you weren't ready for that?
No.
You were so engrossed in the conversation.
Thinking about those hard-boiled eggs.
Mm-mm. That was a traumatic experience for you, wasn't it?
Yes, they were gross.
All right. Oliver Wendell Holmes was born in 1841. He was the U.S. 59th Supreme Court Justice. 1910, Claire Trevor, American actress, did a lot of movies with John Wayne. Born in New York City. She died in 2000. She was 90. In 1921, Alan Hill Jr., American skipper. American actor. He wasn't a skipper. He was an American actor who played skipper.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started on this perfect port aboard this tiny ship.
I know all the words.
I can tell.
Now, skipper brave and sure, by passengers set sail that day. Everybody sing with me.
A three-hour tour.
Wait a minute, the weather. The weather started getting. Everybody sing.
The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow.
A little harmony.
The minnow would be lost.
The ship's aground on the shore of this uncharted desert.
Here we go.
With Gilligan,
the skipper too.
Oh, wait a minute.
A millionaire.
You do the movie star.
A movie star. The professor and Mary Ann.
Oh, that's too high.
Gilligan.
I had to play that. You cannot play that without,
Yeah.
Is that the other version?
I think he just looped it or something. I don't know.
In 1947, Carol Bear Sager, American singer-songwriter, On My Own, That's What Friends Are For, and was the wife, at one time, of Burt Bacharach.
And bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for.
You can tell our board engineer was under 20 years old when he did this.
Well,
what's that?
Because this is the Burt Bacharach, Carol Bear Sager. That's her version. So
oh.
I was hoping to do Elton John and that, but it's okay. But really, it makes sense because it's her birthday.
It's hers, yeah.
In 1976, Freddie Prinze Jr., an actor, I Know What You Did Last Summer, and hasn't done anything since I Know What You Did Last Summer. In 1977, born James Vanderbeek, American actor from Dawson's Creek. Jim, what's that?
I did not.
I'm gonna binge that because
it's out somewhere.
It ended like nobody expected it to end. I'll put it that way.
Huh?
It was on about 2 or 3 years, wasn't it? 3, 4.
I can't remember. It was on WB, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, Katie Holmes was in that. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays locally: Alex Bonilla, Ashley McFarland, Trip Hinkle, Pamela Smith, Sally McDonald, Tamara, Tyler Gilbert, Ed May, George Weeks, Keith Finch, and Tim Tipps.
All right, if you want to get birthdays into us, all you have to do for today and tomorrow, anniversaries too, call or text in 615-893-1450. Oh, let's see. Today is National Peanut Cluster Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's also National Be Nasty Day.
Yeah.
Just be mean or don't take a bath. I don't know.
Oh, I guess it'll be either one. I guess it could. 655, weather's up.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers in the region today, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Winds south-southeasterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers. Storms also possible. Lows drop to 54. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. And then Saturday, showers continue. Storms still possible as well. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 56.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar.
Good morning. It's moving a little bit better over here on Briley Parkway southbound, right at County Hospital Road on an earlier crash. It is heavy now on 24 westbound, coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville up through Antioch as it finally starts to build in the Wilson County area on 40 as you come through Mount Juliet towards Nashville on 40 going westbound on into Hermitage. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Over the past several years, hearing aid technology has drastically improved. Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Lancaster. If you've been struggling with your hearing, give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
There's so many things that you can do at Adams Place. My name is Carrie Shannon. I probably spend more time in the library or reading a book and that kind of thing. And I've never seen anything as good as Adams Place. And you feel like you're in a beautiful hotel and a very nice library. It's just a really beautiful place.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 2 till 7 o'clock. Coming up, we've got news.
Yeah.
But right now, we want to tell you that Gordon and Sarah Bell are today's Good Neighbor of the Days for being the most wonderful folks who always put others before themselves. Gordon and Sarah, they're going to receive flowers from Jenny Harris and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right, so we've got that to look forward to as well with birthdays and anniversaries. We'd like you to call those in, 615-893-1450. Call or text and let us know who's celebrating today or tomorrow. And don't forget the Good Neighbor of the Day. If you want to send us a good neighbor, and of course it's a listener-driven thing, so we need your help, text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450. And fill out the information on that link that you get and tap on the submit button, and we've got it from there. World News is next on WGNS, brought to you by the Low T Center and French's.
French's Shoes and Boots famous bargain racks are loaded with deals on name brand footwear priced 70 to 90% below retail. We're always stocked with top brands in work and Western wear.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Stand by. The news is coming up next, and then we'll have hour number two of the crew here on News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Fiery State of the Union.
We need to act now.
Outrage over Uvalde report.
They stood there 77 minutes and waited.
Just after takeoff,
one of the plane's rear tires fell off.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A high-stakes State of the Union speech for President Biden last night. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports he tried to make the case for a second term.
The President of the United States
With re-election on the line, an animated President Biden came out of the gate swinging.
You can't love your country only when you win.
He talked about defending democracy and repeatedly went after former President Trump without naming him.
My predecessor.
He accused Trump of kowtowing to Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I think it's outrageous, it's dangerous, and it's unacceptable.
Biden urged Congress to approve more aid for Ukraine.
We will not walk away.
In a rare move, the president spoke directly to the Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe v. Wade.
With all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral power. You're about to realize just how much you are about that.
Biden pushing for tax credits and lower health care costs.
I want to cap the cost of insulin $35 a month for every American who needs it.
On immigration, the president called on Congress to pass a bipartisan Senate border deal after House Republicans rejected it at Trump's urging.
I will not demonize immigrants saying they are poison in the blood of our country. Send me the border bill now.
President Biden also reiterated his support for Israel as families of hostages held by Hamas looked on.
I pledge to all the families that we will not rest until we bring every one of your loved ones home.
Members of his own party held up signs supporting a ceasefire. Alabama Senator Katie Britt delivered the Republican response.
We know that President Biden didn't just create this border crisis. He invited it.
Throughout all of it, Trump delivered his promised play-by-play, weighing in on everything from Biden's hair to lipstick on his cheek.
Now to Uvalde, Texas. CBS's Omar Villafranca tells us a report commissioned by the city contradicts state and federal findings that police made a series of mistakes in their response to the school massacre.
How dare you?
There was anger over accountability.
My son's birthday is on Tuesday at the cemetery.
The community and the city council heard the findings of a months-long independent investigation requested by the city. Former police detective Jesse Prado led the investigation.
All of the officers, Lieutenant Martinez, his actions I found were in good faith.
He concluded that many officers in the school that day acted in good faith and did not violate policy in their reaction to the shooting. He said the officers didn't have the proper training that day.
How do you go to bed at night?
Parents were outraged, saying the officers put their safety first.
Boeing and United Airlines are investigating why a wheel fell off a plane heading from California to Japan. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
No one was hurt, but the wheel that plummeted to the ground did extensive damage to at least two cars in an employee parking lot. The aircraft is built with six tires on each of its two main landing struts, and United says it is designed to land safely with missing or damaged tires.
I know it's an undesirable situation. It doesn't look good. It doesn't sound good. But the airplane has multiple tires on each landing gear.
That's former NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt, a CBS News analyst. There's word this morning the military grounding of the Osprey aircraft that was put in place after a November crash off Japan that killed eight airmen has now been lifted. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. Waking up every day, lifting him from the bed to the wheelchair to the car to get him to therapy on time, it's no small task between the doctors and the diagnosis, but nothing can disable this love. This is my big brother, my hero. He's part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. See, there's no time for tired. This starts again tomorrow. He'll be waiting for me. I wake up for him. I know he needs me. But I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community, or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center, support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
A bill that could lead to a TikTok ban is gaining momentum in Congress, and users are lashing out.
TikTok has urged users to call their representatives to express how they feel, and lawmakers have been inundated, so much so that Representative Ashley Hinson is responding to the calls herself, explaining what the bill does.
It actually just would require TikTok to cut ties with the Chinese Communist Party. They're trying to use your information and your data, and that's what they are doing. Just think of it like they're spying on you by using that app.
If the new bill passes, it would make it illegal to distribute apps developed by TikTok parent company ByteDance. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
An Army soldier named Corbin Schultz has been charged with selling military secrets. CBS's David Martin.
According to the 25-page indictment, Schultz received 14 payments totaling $42,000 from a Chinese agent for handing over sensitive technical data and tactical information about the F-22 stealth fighter, the Army's newest combat rescue helicopter, and intercontinental ballistic missiles.
This morning, correspondent Mark Strassman looks into a nagging shortage of attention deficit drugs.
For Kristen Coronado, finding the ADHD drugs her son Dom needs is like a series of long shots.
I tried another pharmacy, and that led to, like, pharmacy to pharmacy to pharmacy.
Six-year-old Dom takes a generic version of a drug called Focalin XR. Like other ADHD drugs, it contains a controlled substance, tightly regulated by the Drug Enforcement Administration. America's drug makers claim they're manufacturing all they can, but patients and doctor's offices have to keep pharmacy shopping to find it.
Hi, I'm calling to see if my son's prescription is ready. Not ready yet.
Drug makers say the DEA needs to release more of the controlled substance. The DEA counters that drug makers have yet to use up their supply. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Redwood City, California.
They're voting in Ireland today on a referendum to change the country's constitution, which now states essentially that a woman's place is in the home. Tracy Carroll is a mother who supports the change.
Women have been challenged their whole lives, looking after our children and our husbands. And, you know, we've moved from that, but the Constitution hasn't moved from that. And a woman's place is anywhere she wants it to be.
Former GOP Congressman George Santos, who was expelled from the House last year and faces federal charges, says he's running for Congress again. He showed up at last night's State of the Union. Well, back in January 1963, this song hit number one.
Go away.
Steve Lawrence became even better known later when he teamed with wife Edie Gourmet to belt out standards on TV and in clubs. His family says Lawrence has died at 88. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
What if there is a murderer walking among us?
Follow the clues, solve the mystery.
This village really is a place where murder is easy.
Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, a brand new BritBox original series, is streaming now, adding to the largest collection of Agatha Christie, including Miss Marple, Poirot, Why Didn't They Ask Evans, and more.
The whole collection is magnificent.
Stream the best of British TV, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thanks so much, Steve Kathan. We've got more news straight ahead throughout the morning here at WGNS, including a check of traffic and weather together coming up for you now. And this update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots Good Food and Fun.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. When I go places, people like to tell me their favorite menu item. One of the most popular is our catfish basket. Delicious fillets of catfish, fried golden brown, and served over curly fries, or any side item for that matter. They're on our menu daily and on special every single Friday. At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers in the region today, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Winds south-southeasterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers. Storms also possible. Lows drop to 54. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. And then Saturday, showers continue, storms still possible as well. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 57.
Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. Starting to crank up again with more volume as we stare at it live. Coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, 24 westbound, up through Laverne, Smyrna, headed towards Davidson County. Traffic's pretty crowded over here now past the airport on 40 westbound here at Donaldson Pike. It continues to build in from Wilson County, the Mount Julian area, headed towards Hermitage on 40 going westbound. 24-7, reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's got to be Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
News, traffic, weather, and fun.
Don't miss the Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton.
News, traffic, weather, and fun.
Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here for the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. It's Brian and John here with you today. Dalton should make a return on Monday's show. We have made it to the weekend.
It's Friday.
Time to freak, been working real hard, losing sleep. Collect my pay, time to play. Let's all say, hey!
It's Friday.
Ah, yes. Friday. Made it to the weekend. We hope you're planning on a big one.
It's Friday.
And Friday. We've got a special 1 hour MTCS Cougar Corner, the season finale, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So be sure to tune in for that. And then the 16th will be our final Saturday of the season. And we'll wrap up with some spring sports coaches. So looking forward to that coming up the next two weekends. And then, John, the Friday song will have a little more oomph for us, won't it?
True meaning, more truer meaning, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So looks like we're going to have to deal with a little rain this weekend, but that'll be all right. Mild temperatures, at least. So
the mild temperatures is the important thing.
Yep. This is episode 1,360 here of the Wake Up Crew this morning. And this is the weekend that we spring forward. So before you go to bed tomorrow night, any of those clocks you've got that don't automatically change, you have to spring forward. You know, even those, a lot of the wall clocks that you buy and put the batteries in and stuff, they're making those now that automatically sync to the right time.
I bet you love that too, don't you?
Well, I remember that we had a clock in front of the console when I was working here as a kid, and the clock was really cool because it updated at the top of the hour. Every hour it would update, so the time didn't drift, because we have to be, I mean, time is an important thing in radio. And so that was a pretty cool thing to have. But sometimes we couldn't get the signal in here real well when the actual studio desk was over on that wall. So we would have to take and put it in the window.
So, do you think telling the time on the radio is as important as it once was? Or
probably not.
Yeah.
Now, if you're just kind of like walking through the house and getting ready and all that kind of thing, it is maybe good to hear it. Just because you'll know what time it is when you're brushing your hair, getting ready, and listening.
Well, you know what to me is more important than knowing the time is what day it is, what day of the week.
Yeah.
You know, I have a hard time remembering, is it March 6th, March 7th, whatever, you know. And I have to ask, you know, my little thing over there that I won't say her name, but mm-hmm. ask her what day it is, that kind of thing.
So, yeah.
I used to love it to be on my watch. I always needed to have the date on my watch. But then I got to realize I can't see that date anymore, hardly. I mean, even if it's on there in a regular watch.
Even if you've got the date, that doesn't tell you the day, necessarily. No. Now, some of the watches did. It had the full date.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree with that. So, again, spring forward this weekend. And also, spring in 11 days, spring break in 15 days, Easter is 23 days away. And so I don't forget, let's do our song of the day. It's a happy feel-good song.
And I know it's gone.
That's Bill Withers.
Holding that note out, man.
Man, he can't he? Lovely day. That's our song of the day here this morning. We've got a little health news. Cases of norovirus, not coronavirus, norovirus, or the stomach flu, is pretty high around the country. Specifically in the northeastern United States, positivity rates have hit 13.4% as of the middle of February. It's very contagious. It causes diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, and stomach pain. The stomach bug going around. And there's nothing that I hate getting the stomach bug.
Oh, man.
There's nothing worse.
Try to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
That's
the big thing. And the stomach bug can be spread through contaminated food or water, as well as through contact with sick people and contaminated surfaces.
Any more things to brighten up our day?
Well,
we just had a happy song. Can we not follow something up with something happy?
Well, I just think it's important for people to know the stomach bug's going around. This is an interesting health study. You know, COVID-19, we heard brain fog as one of the conditions, significant conditions, kind of mental sluggishness, lack of clarity, hazy, and that kind of thing. Did you have that with yours?
What was that?
Brain fog
with what?
COVID?
I don't know. I was so sick, I guess, probably, you know.
Yeah.
Because you just don't care.
Well, I guess at that point. There is now 4 years after the first SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, they've been doing some studies, and apparently COVID can lead to headaches, seizures, strokes, sleeping problems, tingling, and paralysis of the nerves, and things like that. So it has this article saying it leaves its mark on the brain. The brain fog and some of that, it doesn't go away.
Oh, wow.
That they've learned. So sometimes people have, with this new study, cognitive things like memory and planning and all that kind of thing. In the study that they did, a lot of people who had brain fog with theirs are still having some of those kind of conditions. So, you know, this is about the time that we're learning a lot more. It's been 4 years since it's, you know, COVID, and we learn more and more about it, which that happens with every new novel disease
that's out there.
Well, you know, at this point in time, at least it's not killing people.
Right.
So that's grateful for that.
Absolutely. All right, let's check sports, and then we'll be back with what we're watching.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NBA, it was the top team in the league this season, taking on the defending champs in Denver, and the Nuggets get a 115-109 win over the Celtics. Nikola Jokic with a triple-double for Denver, 32 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists in the win. Jaylen Brown, 41 points in a losing effort for Boston. Timberwolves down the Pacers on the road, 113-111. Anthony Edwards, 44 points for Minnesota as they improved to a 41-19 record, best in the Western Conference, but they will not have one of their top players the rest of the regular season. Karl Anthony Towns suffering a torn meniscus. He'll need surgery. They hope to have him back for the playoffs. Mavericks over the Heat, 114-108. Luka Doncic, a triple-double for Dallas, 35 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists as his fifth straight 30-point triple-double. College basketball, number 5 Arizona wraps up the Pac-12 regular season title with an 88-65 win at UCLA.
We're learning about Adam's Place.
My name is Carrie Shannon. It was kind of hard to leave, but once you leave and you see where you've come to, you know that you made the right decision.
Do you enjoy the food?
Yes, at Adam's Place, you feel like you are in an upscale restaurant. Really good food, good for you, and is very delicious. We enjoy it very much.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Boots, Boots, Boots. French's Shoes and Boots is your hometown store for the latest in Southern style and unbeatable prices. French's famous bargain racks are loaded with deals on name brand footwear priced 70 to 90% below retail. Come see why French's has been Tennessee's favorite place to shop since 1903. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear at French's Shoes and Boots.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
It's a slick pig barbecue, spicy wings and Brunswick stew, everything made fresh for you at the slick pig barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too, ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on folks, I'm telling you, it's a slick pig barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The slick pig barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
The Wake Up Crew. WGS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on the Wake Up Crew, our time is 7:22. Let me remind you, if you go to WGNSradio.com/listen, you can see there where you can hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand. You know, you may think radio doesn't have a stop-start button. Well, if you listen to the podcast, you can, and listen to it anywhere, anytime, on demand. Go to WGNSradio.com/listen. You can also see where you can watch on Big G TV. So WGNSradio.com/listen. A good way for you to keep up with your favorite radio/Big G TV station.
Can we start playing reruns of old TV shows on Big G TV? You know, like Sea Hunt? The Adventures of Superman? Wouldn't that be cool?
I think it has to be like really old shows, the shows that are in the public domain.
Oh, like The Lone Ranger maybe or something.
I guess
something
there's
really old.
Yeah, something with Charlie Chaplin in it. So
that'd be great. Yeah. I was just wondering, you know,
you can go back and watch the election coverage from Tuesday night if you want on Big G TV.
Yeah.
We've got some cool things coming for Big GTV.
I've never been much to follow elections much, but I'll try to.
Well, we already know the results now. But
oh, I thought you were talking about for the next time.
No, well, you can. But you can go back and listen and watch the old shows that we've done on Big GTV as well.
I've seen your big head on some of them. Yeah.
Thanks. That brings us to what we're watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
Island. All right.
Do you ever go on YouTube and watch stuff?
It takes me down the rabbit hole really quickly. So you'll start watching something, then it'll pop up a suggestion, and you watch that, and then you watch the next one that pops up. And they're all kind of related there sometimes.
Well, there's a show on there called Pioneers of Television.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite segment where they talk to an old guy that used to be on TV. One, for instance, Peter Graves, they talked to him. He was on Mission Impossible and Airplane, the movie Airplane.
What's the name of it now?
Pioneers of Television. And they'll have different segments of it. It's really interesting because they'll tell you the inside backstory of something that went on. I mean, you've seen everybody. Andy Griffith has been on there, and And most of these people now have passed on because they interview them where they're really late in their life. James Arness is Matt Dillon. He was on it. And, you know, James Arness and Peter Graves were brothers in real life. And a lot of people don't realize that. But it's interesting. The more you get into it, like you go down that rabbit hole, mm-hmm. the more you can see of them. And you can actually go to that site and look them up. It's pretty good. Pretty good stuff.
So I just...
Just interviews.
I popped that in the old Google machine here, and it was done by PBS, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and it actually ran on PBS from 2008 to 2019. So, and they're all hour shows or episodes. So, it...
And they don't really have an interviewer. They pop a question up there, and you hear he just talking. It's not like an interviewer asking him a question. But he does, but you don't see the interviewer.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, this is a who's who. Adam West.
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer. Dick Van Dyke. Betty White. Florence Henderson.
I mean, if you wanted to know the inside scoop on stuff on old TV shows, and not so old, Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
I mean, you can really... It kind of reminded me of the Inside the Actor Studio that was on for a long time, and they would come back and talk to actors and that kind of thing, their history, their life history. Pretty good.
They did. Barbara Eden was on there four times.
Yeah. So,
was she in a soap opera?
She might have been in early career, but
yeah.
She was mainly Jeannie.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I may have to. When you're just looking for something to watch.
Yeah, I mean, and you can go off and do other things while it's on, you know, that kind of thing.
It's more like you can listen to it. And it's kind of like a
right.
Yeah. That's interesting. All right. So, pioneers of television. Thought I would tell you about what's going on at Premiere 6 Movie Theater as well. This weekend, Kung Fu Panda 2. Four.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I said 2. There's also Cabrini. Don't know what that's about. Ordinary Angels is still out. And Dune Part 2. That's kind of the big release right now. So that's showing at Premiere 6 Theater. And they're continuing to show episodes of The Chosen. So you can see that at Premiere 6 Theater on Broad in the Jackson Heights Shopping Center. I don't think Madam Web has done very good.
No. No. Marvel needs to regroup.
Yep. I've heard rumors that they may bring back some of those guys like Robert Downey Jr. and Iron Man and...
Captain
Chris
America.
Evans. Yeah. So we'll see. 728 from the Wake Up Crew.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company. And by now, you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
Folks, we try not to be controversial, but in these times you can't help it. Tune in to Rutherford Magazine with your host, me, Mike Sparks, Sunday evenings from 5 to 6 p.m. Listen as we talk politics, some local history, faith, and freedom.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's a Friday morning. This is the weekend. Now we spring forward with our clocks. It is March the 8th.
And today, Alex Bonilla, Ashley McFarlane, Trip Hinkle, Pamela Smith, and Sally McDonald have birthdays. Tomorrow, celebrating on Saturday, Tyler Gilbert, Ed May, George Weeks, Keith Finch, and Tim Tipps. Happy birthday from WGNS.
All right, well... You've got a few names here. If you've called or texted in, we've got those. But if you haven't, give us a shout. This is kind of the deadline time, though. 615-893-1450. Call or text and get more names on the Birthday Club. We'll give away that banana pudding here in about a half an hour.
Boots, boots, boots. At French's Shoes and Boots, find the biggest selection of Southern styles from brands like Ariat, Thorogood, Twisted X, Durango, Wrangler, and more.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers in the region today, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Wind south-southeasterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers. Storms also possible. Lows drop to 54. Winds turn to the southwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. And then Saturday, showers continue. Storms still possible as well. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 57.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase even more now. Trying to get out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 West up through Antioch, Smyrna, Laverne as you continue towards Nashville. It's starting to get a little bit heavier than it was 15, 20 minutes ago through Millersville on 65 southbound. Through that stretch is Sumner County. Not too bad right now out of Wilson County. Just a little bit of radar earlier out there in the Mount Juliet area affecting both 40 East and westbound. A 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Fathers and daughters in Murfreesboro are invited to a daddy-daughter dance Saturday night from 5 to 8 at the Patterson Park Community Center. Registration for the event is available at three locations, Patterson Park Community Center, SportsCom, and McFadden Community Center. Interested participants can sign up to join the festivities and secure their spot for a night of bonding. Cost to attend is $20 per person, regardless of age. Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department trying to fill the stands at the upcoming Area 16 Special Olympics event.
Supporting the athletes in terms of filling the stands. A lot of them come over on buses from schools and stuff, so there's athletes there that may not be represented by family or friends. We want the entire community to come out and show them that appreciation, and that's the biggest thing we do.
That was Assistant Parks Director Thomas Laird. Tournaments will be held on MTSU campus May 6th and 7th. Well, crime-fighting tools are now under the watchful eye of the Murfreesboro Police Department in their real-time crime center.
Information in real time. It's not something that you have to research. It's all fed into a location to where you can have direct access to it.
That was Murfreesboro PD Chief Michael Bowen, who highlighted that this new center has been in development for several years. Right now, the police make use of ShotSpot technology, license plate readers, and cameras. Daniel Riley, the man accused of driving the car involved in that crash that led to Smyrna teen Janae Edmondson losing her legs, has been found guilty on four of five counts. Janae has had 29 procedures so far, with more to come. She's also been able to get prosthetics, but family says she still has a long road to go to her recovery. News on demand at WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Oh, beautiful gold rush with your sparkling top prize. You surely are a sight for sore eyes. And jackpot slots with your chance of $75,000 winners. Oh, how I'd take you for a candlelight dinner.
Sounds like people are really loving the new February instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Play today for your chance to win up to $5 million only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Well, we knew about Adam's Place from the time it was first built.
Margaret Ordobadian.
I remember Dr. Carl Adams and Jenny May, and so we were really familiar with this place. We had one friend who moved in immediately when it was built. And we didn't consider any other place. We just knew this was it.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long-term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on the Wake Up Crew, it is 7:35 and time to play some trivia. Today we're going to try our hand at movie trivia.
Movie trivia, okay.
Movie trivia. Ready?
I guess. It's been a rough couple of weeks of this game.
Movie trivia. Here we go. What is the longest movie ever made? Was it Dances with Wolves, Hamlet, The Cure for Insomnia, or The Stand?
Longest movie.
The longest movie ever made.
What were the choices?
Dances with Wolves, Hamlet, The Cure for Insomnia, or The Stand?
I'm just going to guess. Can you guess?
You can guess.
Well, I can guess, but can you guess?
I don't have a clue.
Oh, great. Let's go with Dances with Wolves.
No. It was The Cure for Insomnia.
I knew it would be the most obscure one. Okay.
Had a total runtime of 85 hours.
Okay. Put that down for trick question, okay? Next one.
What movie starring Al Jolson is generally considered to be the first talking picture?
The Jazz Singer.
New York Nights, Are You Mason, The Jazz Singer, or The Singing Fool? It is The Jazz Singer. What character in Monty Python and the Holy Grail insists that, quote, it's just a flesh wound? Was that King Arthur, Sir Lancelot, Roger the Shrubber, or Black Knight?
I don't know. Black Knight.
Black Knight? That's it.
Ah.
Very good. What is the first movie by Pixar to receive a higher rating than G in the United States? Monsters, Inc., The Incredibles, Toy Story, or Finding Nemo?
What were the choices again?
Monsters, Inc., The Incredibles, Toy Story, or Finding Nemo? The first that was rated higher than a G in the United States.
Higher, mean like an R or a PG?
Probably PG.
Incredibles.
Incredibles? That's it. Because of action violence.
Yeah.
Very good. What was the first movie for which the cost obtaining rights to the soundtrack outweighed all other production? Titanic, Clerks, The Blair Witch Project, or The Wall?
Clerks.
Clerks? That's it. I was thinking Blair Witch Project because that was shot like on a camcorder or something. Let's see. What film features a fight scene in which Bruce Lee breaks Jackie Chan's neck? Was it Enter the Dragon, Game of Death, The Big Brawl, or South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut?
I'm thinking South Park.
No.
Enter the Dragon.
That's it.
Okay.
Enter the Dragon.
I thought it was a trick question. The Enter the Dragon was my first answer, really. But
well, we'll count that one.
No, thanks.
Why was Jennifer Grey hesitant to accept the role of Baby in Dirty Dancing? Was it because she couldn't dance? The cast included non-union actors. She thought the character was too silly, or she disliked Patrick Swayze?
She was about dancing.
She couldn't dance?
Right.
No. She disliked, Patrick.
I think he was a little old for her, too, I think, was part of the problem.
He apparently had to personally convince Jennifer Grey to co-star with him because she had so much dislike for him after filming of Red Dawn in 84.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Apparently.
A little history.
Who is the only Top Gun actor who didn't vomit while in the jet fighter? Val Kilmer, John Stockwell, Tom Cruise, or Anthony Edwards?
Who didn't vomit?
Who did not.
Okay, yeah. Same again.
Val Kilmer.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, John Stockwell, or Anthony Edwards? Tom Cruise is not right.
He vomited.
Yeah.
John Stockwell.
No. Leaves Val Kilmer or Anthony Edwards?
Well, you're wanting to embarrass me by going all through this whole list.
Well, I mean, I don't know the answer.
Val Kilmer.
No. It was Anthony Edwards, apparently.
Goose.
Goose. the only actor who
and
didn't
he died
vomit.
In the movie. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? But he didn't vomit.
No, he didn't vomit.
Well,
where do you get these? Okay,
a little movie trivia this morning.
Oh, well, I didn't do too bad.
No, it's all right.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
Don't feel left out of the conversation. Call Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Habitat for Humanity's Legacy Point subdivision is making dreams come true.
It just does so much for the community when everyone can participate in home ownership. It builds stronger communities.
And you help build Habitat homes whenever you save at the Habitat Restore.
You know, that's a great investment for them, and it changes their life.
The Habitat Restore is at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you over to our hometown store, 1837 South Church Street. For over 15 years, French's Shoes and Boots have been serving Rutherford County with shoe brands like King, Chaco, Merrill, SAS, Clarks, and Dansko. Boot brands like Justin, Lucchese, Tony Lama, Danner, Ariat, and Wolverine. Clothing brands like Wrangler, Ariat, and Miss Me Jeans. All the best brands at super great prices.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. United Communications is MTE's internet company, serving homes and businesses throughout the mid-state with super fast and reliable fiber internet service. Find out more at mte.com/internet.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
The Wake Up Crew.
WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to put a wrap here on The Wake Up Crew on this Friday, March the 8th, episode 1360. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You can take control of your account management and energy consumption by downloading the MyMTE app. Just download in the App Store. You can manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Saying good morning to Gordon and Sarah Bell. They're the good neighbors of the day today for being the most wonderful folks who always put others before themselves. That's Gordon and Sarah Bell. They're going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS. So, congratulations to Gordon and Sarah Bell. And if you know someone like them that you would like to nominate as good neighbor of the day, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 and let us know who you would like to highlight as the good neighbor of the day, and we will take care of the rest.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right, today's dad joke. You know, a lawyer walks into a bar and asks, "Is this where I take the exam?"
Replay.
You basically just tricked your way into that four.
Did I?
Yeah, it really wasn't that good, but listen.
How can you not laugh?
Yeah, you tricked your way into a four. So you're using all kinds of things now, and you will be reported.
Well,
we'll have a meeting of the judges, and there could be some disciplinary action taken.
You kind of turned your nose up at that joke, and I don't know why. I thought it was kind of funny.
You can't just, you know, it's not right. It's not the right way you did that. I will report you.
To who?
To Dalton.
Oh, whatever. What have we learned today?
Yes. A lot of people go nuts over Easter decorations.
Yes, they do.
They go overboard.
And thank goodness, as a kid, I remember eating those hard-boiled eggs.
You had to bring that up again?
Yeah.
Jeez.
My kids never would eat them.
And I wouldn't eat the sugar candy eggs either. I just wouldn't. Easter meant that, you know, of course, our focus was on the religious the religious side of that, you know, we never did pay a whole lot of attention to the Easter Bunny. Besides, it was competition for Santa Claus.
Oh,
and
yeah.
In our house, we didn't, no competition for Santa. But
we talked about the stomach bugs going around.
Yeah, you brought that up. That was another depressing thing that you said. Pioneers of Television is a good show to watch if you want to learn about old-time TV.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's about it. You brought up a couple of things, and we trivia.
Yeah, movies.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were there for movies.
Well, thanks.
It's not my cup of tea. Well, that's what we learned here today on The Wake Up Crew.
Next on The Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
I actually like this segment, by the way. I know you were chastised for it the other day by Dalton, but yeah. I actually like this.
I think it's pretty interesting. These are weird Tennessee laws. In Dyersburg, it's illegal for a woman to call a man for a date.
Wow. Okay.
In Dyersburg, that's a law that's on the books. In Fayette County, you may have to, you may not have more than 5 inoperable vehicles on a piece of property. I guess they had a problem with that.
That's
out there.
A good rule.
In Fayette County. All right, we're getting out of here. John, have a good weekend.
You too, and I'll see you Saturday, I guess, tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. Cougar Corner. 8 to 9, so be sure to join. Here's our song of the day as we get out of here from Bill Withers.
And I know it's gonna be a lovely Saturday.
Have yourself a great weekend.
Saturday.
You say Saturday with that, can't you? All right, have a good one. We'll see you back here Monday.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers in the region today, mainly during the afternoon. Highs top out near 70 degrees. Winds south-southeasterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, more